coming up on All Access.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Hey, Beast Mode! You made for days like this.
And he runs it past the five. He threw it to the end zone. Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots.
It's kind of the snowball effect. One thing just kind of happened, and the whole team kind of joined in on it, which is great.
You're part of the team, but at the same time, when you're at home watching the game, it doesn't feel like it, but at the same time, it's close, and your moment's going to come.
They're a very talented team. They've lost some very close games by a point, 2 points. You know, they're right there every week. They got a good football team.
It was a tale of two halves, and their second-half performance helped New England to their greatest comeback victory in franchise history. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. I hope you all had a very happy Thanksgiving. You know, with an 8-3 record, the Patriots have a commanding lead in the AFC East. They have a chance to build on that when they travel to Houston to take on a desperate Texans team. We'll examine that game, but first, let's begin the show with a look back at Sunday's overtime thriller.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Really?
You know, I love you. Everything good with you and the family?
Yeah,
you
all right?
Yeah. I'm all good, man. You know I'm going to miss this one now. Yes, sir.
Hey, Beast Mode! You made for days like this.
Hey, it's time to be great tonight, fellas. It's that simple. It's time for us to turn the corner and be great tonight.
The nightmare starts right now. All right, everybody's a part of it. Everybody.
Brady hands it to Ridley. He runs it up the middle. The ball pops free. God. He's hit, and Von Miller picks it up for Devlin, running it past the 45 to midfield. He is on his way to the end zone. A scoop and a score. Brady off the snap. Hit from behind. The ball pops free. Another scoop for the Broncos. Takes the snap, hands it to Moreno. Slowed up the middle, and then he knifes through the right side in for a score.
Fine in the first drive. Okay. Let that get away from us. Then we just take a big sack on that. We got to do better now. Let's go.
Manning looks to the end zone, throws to the back of the end zone, finds his receiver, Jacob Tammy, for a touchdown.
We got a long way to go, okay? You guys just keep doing your job, all right? We need some plays. We're going to make some plays here, okay? But we can't get in the tank because we turned the ball over a few times. You hear me? All right? It's a long way to go. We got a lot of time left, and we need some good football.
Like San Francisco last year, you know? When we just dug such a big hole, but we were able to fight ourselves out of it. And it's not like the same game. I mean, the amazing thing is we're moving the ball when we don't get up. I mean, that's what we got to do now. We can fight back from this, but it's going to take multiple plays and scores. Once we get going, we'll be all right. We've got to get going.
Ready off the snap, looking right, throwing for Edelman, back corner of the end zone, Edelman with a touchdown! Brown takes the handoff, folded, running it for a Patriots touchdown, and indeed, he's in!
I just keep playing, only got to score!
Baker come with a blitz, Manning loses the football, and then covers up inside the 35!
Hey! That's what I'm talking about! Sit down!
Sets up with a throw to the right side, catch made by Edelman, turns to the end zone, and he runs it past the five. He gets it to the end zone! Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots!
13 minutes to go, you hear me? We got 13 more minutes! Going into the wind now, good tight coverage, all right? We got to do
Manny throws it out to the right, and the ball's dropped again by Wes Welker. The high hanging kick darting forward. Now back to where the ball's going to bounce and hit a Bronco. The Patriots recover. The Patriots have it. The snap, the spot, the kick is airborne to the uprights, and the kick is a game winner. The Patriots come back and beat the Broncos.
That's the way to bring it back, Dave.
That one felt good, huh? Yeah,
wow. Shit, babe. Yeah,
yeah.
Nice go.
Way to go. Way to go.
That was a big one. We need that.
All right, hell of a job, man. One play at a time. Just hitting some singles. Just getting our bat on the ball. You guys did a good job. Spot them 24 points and come back and win. I mean, that's some toughness right there. Great job in a kicking game. That's where we get the ball up, Ryan. Way to get it through, Steve.
There you go, Ryan.
All right, guys, fellas, look. We got to turn around again now, going down to Houston. So let's get ready to have a good week. We'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! The gas tank is on E, but it don't matter because we got a victory Monday. How we feel about a victory Monday?
Hi, I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. After their historic win over the Broncos, Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman repeated a term Bill Belichick often uses to describe a complete performance: complementary football. It's when all three phases contribute to a team's success, as exemplified in the second half and overtime of Sunday's win for the Pats. The Patriots overcame a 24-point deficit because they got contributions from skill, semi-skill, and specialist players, as Belichick told the media afterwards. Now this weekend, the Patriots will be at Houston's Reliant Stadium, the site of the second of the franchise's three Super Bowl championships, on their quest to ultimately win a fourth, which they can do by playing what they did the final 43 minutes on Sunday night, complimentary football. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, time now to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me after probably the greatest comeback I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen in a long time. But congratulations on the win against the Denver Broncos.
Oh, thanks. It was good for our football team. Our guys really showed a lot of toughness to, you know, hang in there through the conditions and the circumstances of the first half. And, you know, players came back and, you know, just made enough plays to win. It took a long time, but they finally got it done. It's a great job.
I want to talk to you about the word toughness. You mentioned the mental part of it, and I think, you know, anybody who's at the game, and of course you coached the game, your players played the game, there are a lot of players that gave you everything they had on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. They sure did. They, as you said, a lot of guys played with, you know, being banged up, but, you know, they just kept competing and tried to take it one play at a time. And, you know, as we made a few, then it seemed like we grabbed a little bit of momentum there, and you know, they tied it up. And, you know, it took almost another full quarter in overtime to settle it. So, you know, sometimes it's just not getting off to a fast start, although that helps, but just perseverance and, you know, staying power and just grinding it out. And our team did a good job of that against Denver.
We're taking the win. We're taking the win first. Okay? Taking the win first.
I'll talk about the overtime decision to take the win and kick to Denver. If we didn't have the rules that we had where it was sudden death, would we even be having this discussion? The fact that the new rules are in play, how much did that factor into it? How much did the win factor into it and the way the game was playing?
Well, the win factored into it quite a bit. You know, I think we were certainly playing a lot better defense in the second half than we played in the first half, and I just felt confident that if we could, you know, keep them out of the end zone on that first drive, that then the win would be a significant advantage for us for the remainder of the overtime. So, you know, that was the key, was just not giving up that first touchdown. So even if they'd gotten the field goal, we still would have probably only needed to get to, you know, inside their 45-yard line to have an opportunity at a kick going the other way. So once we were able to get the ball back, you know, I felt like the advantage shifted to us. Then we just needed to, you know, convert a play. And I thought, you know, on the fumbled punt or the punt play that, you know, Ryan Allen did an excellent job of getting the ball up there, really made a high kick with the win and the hang time. It was a tough ball to handle, and it ended up coming down hitting Tony Carter, and so that was a great, you know, one of the good things we did in that game was, you know, having two turnovers on our punting situation. So one at the end of the half, one there at the end of overtime. So those were big for us.
I don't think people understood how much the ball moved. I remember being down there in warmups, and you watch it, and even the balls that are spiraling and cutting, that ball moves. Some of them even look like knuckleballs out there.
Yeah, it's very knuckleball. Even some of the passes were tougher to catch for the receivers because of the ball not coming in cleanly.
All right, Coach, great stuff. When Coach returns later in the show, we'll talk about the Houston Texans. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll explain what's behind Julian Edelman's love of the game of football.
If you don't like to compete, you're probably in the wrong business.
Plus, we'll explain what life is like for a Patriots practice squad player.
Practice, you're preparing for another team, and you never really, you know, get that chance to let it go. And, you know, I'm just looking for that shot.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by GEICO.
I love the game. I grew up watching my brother play, watching my father coach. I played other sports, but nothing got me going like football.
Has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Edelman has it. Throwing over the middle. Touchdown, Julian Edelman. His second of the day.
You know, when I was a kid, I probably had bad ADD or something. And in baseball, you sat around and you got bored. And in basketball, it was fun and everything. But football, you could go out there and you could hit someone. You could make someone miss. You know, the camaraderie with the guys, you know, learning a lot of core values in life, you know, made me love football.
Cross the 30, accelerate, pass the 40. Julian trips ahead to midfield. Edelman to the 45 of Pittsburgh, out of another tackle.
When I was a kid, I had a few guys that I loved. When I was real young, I loved Joe Montana, but he was just so calm, cool, and collect. And, you know, being from the Bay Area, he was a Niner, and you know we just loved him. I loved Deion Sanders when he was with the Niners. I had the shoes. I wore the number. You wore the wristbands when you were in Pop Warner. It was just, Deion just had a swagger about him that I swear every kid wanted to be like. And then, you know, when I transitioned into high school, I became a huge Doug Flutie fan, being a quarterback. You know, he wasn't the prototypical 6'5" guy. But he went out there and he just won. So I loved Doug Flutie when I was, you know, in the high school era.
Catch made by Edelman, turns to the end zone, and he runs it past the five. He dives to the end zone! Touchdown!
If you don't like to compete, you're probably in the wrong business. So he definitely wanted to go out there and play against the best. And, you know, that's what the NFL is.
Julian Edelman's contributions this season, especially Sunday night, have been a real boost to the Patriots. Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. New England can't afford a letdown this week. Dan Roach takes a look at the challenges facing the Patriots on Sunday.
And the kick is a game winner!
It was a comeback for the ages, but also a win the Patriots quickly put behind them, simply because there's plenty of work to do and many mistakes to be fixed.
To get where we all want to get to, we gotta take care of that stuff now, as soon as possible. The more we limit mistakes, the better we'll play.
Under rush, throws across the middle, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski!
But we can look back, and Tom Brady was at his best in Sunday's second half, as he finished with 355 yards passing and three touchdowns, earning him AFC Offensive Player of the Week honors.
He's definitely the leader of our offense, and he's a great player and a great leader, and he knows how to do things right.
Sunday night's win also guaranteed that the Patriots will finish the regular season with at least a 500 record, something they will have done for 13 straight seasons under Bill Belichick. But a 500 record isn't something this team is striving for.
Well, I think Coach Belichick talks about, you know, September and October being about improvement, and I think that's when that pays off, is November, December, and there's really no days off. He keeps the pressure on us all the time.
It starts with our head coach. He's never satisfied with just a win. He wants us to play perfect, and that's why we were really working hard today on our mistakes from the other night and working hard on Houston.
Meanwhile, the Patriots turned their attention to the Houston Texans, a team that had Super Bowl aspirations and started their season 2-0, only to lose 9 in a row, tying them for the NFL's worst record with the Falcons and Jaguars.
I mean, they got a lot of the same guys they had last year, so I think we're not even concerned about the record. Or, you know, you look at what they can do defensively and the kind of playmakers they have, and you know, we got a big challenge.
And as the calendar turns from November to December this weekend, the Patriots, it's certainly their time to shine. When you look back on what they've done since 2001 under Bill Belichick, in the month of December, this team's record, 45-6. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriot linebacker Dane Fletcher. And first of all, congratulations on that game the other day, because you were able to come in off the sidelines and create a spark, something that this team needed right away, and cause a fumble.
Yeah, just tried to get in there and make the best out of my opportunities, really. It was fun, you know. It was a good opportunity to get in there and, you know, cause a fumble kind of right off the bat and get in the backfield a little bit and just cause a little bit of havoc. And it kind of, I don't know, it's kind of the snowball effect. One thing just kind of happened, and the whole team kind of joined in on it, which is great.
Talk about your coaching staff, if you would, and how they don't panic. And it seems to me that's a trickle-down effect. Even though you guys are down that much in a hole, that, you know, nobody's, like, beating up each other on the sidelines. You guys, okay, we can come back.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's half of it, you know. You almost kind of practice situations, and, you know, and you can't always just practice the situations you're ahead, that's for sure. And I mean, and we do a really good job of that around here, I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. and practicing from behind. And then, you know, there's 2 minutes left. You have to make a play here. You have to make a play there. And, you know, the more you practice for that kind of situation, although being down that much isn't something you really like to practice for, I feel like, you know, even still, we were ready for it and came in and kind of got what we need to get done early.
All right, you're coming off a huge win. How do you avoid going to Houston and avoid a letdown?
I mean, this is a great team. I mean, their record might not show how good they are, and so you have to attack it that with that approach. And you can't just show up on Sunday night football, Monday night football, ready to play, and then come back and play Sundays mediocre. You just can't do it if you want to be a championship team.
Take me over to your sidelines when Belichick is talking to the defense as a whole. And do you see the intensity in his eyes? And what is he telling you guys on the sideline? He always seems to be coaching the defense.
Yeah, he is. I guess there's not really a time when you don't look at Coach Belichick with that intensity in his eyes. I mean, he can be joking with you, but you still are like, yeah. I mean, that's funny, man. But he's still, that's kind of, he's the man right there. Mm-hmm. That's the boss. So, you know, I always take him seriously, even when he's joking. I don't know. It's not a joke to me.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate
all right.
it.
Dane Fletcher, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Denver Broncos, they rushed for over 280 yards on this Patriots defense. Now the Patriots heading down to Houston to take on the Texans. Guys, I ask you, do we have a problem?
Yes, the Patriots are having trouble stopping the run, but they're a banged-up group on defense. They have to make choices. It's a passing league. I'd rather give up some running yards than get beat by the big play. And by the way, 8-3.
It's not just the 280 yards against the Broncos. This has been an issue for more than a month. Four of the last six games, Patriots have allowed the opposition to average better than 5 yards a carry. That is not good. No Wilfork, no Mayo, I understand, but it needs to get better. As you go into January, there are going to be games like Sunday night. You need to stop the run.
The answer is no. I wouldn't worry too much. The game plan they had last week was more of a product of who they were going against. Peyton Manning liked to throw the ball a lot, so they went light. They didn't go heavy. Thus, they gave up a lot of yards. Enough about what I think. What about what you think? Hit us up at patriots.com/PCPDebate and tell us what you think. I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season,
Listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
All right, Coach, taking a look at these Houston Texans. This time last year, they were an 11-1 football team coming in here. And I think fans look at it and say, hey, wow, it's the Texans. They're 2-9. What do the Texans look like when you flip on the tape?
They look a lot more like an 11-1 team than a 2-9 team. They got a lot of good players. They're very, very good on defense. They're a very talented team. They've lost some very close games by a point, 2 points, 3 points overtime. But, you know, they're right there every week. They got a good football team.
Okay, not that you vote on this award, but defensive MVP-type caliber season, J.J. Watt, number 99. Is he on pace? Does he look like that type of player when you watch him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a force really on every play. The thing about J.J. Watt's impressive is not only his pass rush and his ability to get to the passer and knock balls down, but the way he plays the run. He plays very well at the point of attack. They usually try to line him up on the strong side. So, you know, double team blocks, power plays. He makes a lot of plays on those, but he's just as good from the backside. He can run things down with his quickness. He's got a lot of length. He's a tall guy, you know, lay out and, you know, dive for the runners and get him from the backside. So, really, whether you run at him or run away from him, it's a problem. And in the pass rush, he's a problem as an inside rusher and as an outside rusher. And then sometimes when he's blocked at the line of scrimmage, he's able to get his hands up and knock some passes down. So he's a big force somewhere out there.
Quarterback's nightmare. All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @MaxH. Had a little holiday this weekend, you could tell with all the arrangements here.
Yeah, I see that.
Thanksgiving, other than turkey, what is your favorite side? Fixing, maybe it's the gravy, maybe it's the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it'd have to be a pumpkin pie.
So it's pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I'll go with that pumpkin pie.
Interesting. All right. All right, Coach, good stuff. I like the apple pie. I'll go with the apple there. If you want to ask the coach a question like Max did, got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, #it, AskBB. Bell Strader later in the show. Probably a little bit of that front seven.
Yeah, you bet. Those guys are rough.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Stay right there. Bell Strader later in the show. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
The Patriots team up this holiday season to help those less fortunate.
God bless you guys. Have a Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And later, Bill Belichick shows us why he's wary of the Houston Texans on the Belistrader.
So another team meeting at the quarterback. They're really active up front, very athletic, powerful guys.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots and athletes everywhere. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots roster is comprised of 53 players, of which 46 of those players are active on game day. In addition, each NFL team has a 7-man practice squad. These are players who are part of the team in every way Monday through Saturday, but not at the game on game day. Here's an inside look at life as a Patriots practice squad player.
You're part of the team, but at the same time, when you're at home watching the game, it doesn't feel like it. But at the same time, when I hear Tom making checks, or you know, I can hear different plays being called. You know, I know what's going on, and you know, it kind of reassures you that you're there. It's close, and your moment's gonna come.
I would much rather be out there in the crowd cheering along with the rest of the fans. Definitely wouldn't want to be on the couch, but. That's all right. I know he gets antsy sitting here. He'd rather be playing with the rest of his teammates.
Just love stuff.
To narrate for us.
I started playing football in third grade, and ever since then, I've pretty much always been a starter. You know, everybody just wants a shot. You want to be out there on a Sunday or a Monday night and have your opportunity to show what you can do in front of everyone, and You know, because practice, you're preparing for another team, and you never really, you know, get that chance to let it go. And, you know, I'm just looking for that shot. From Mondays, going over the reviewing the film, obviously you're watching film not of yourself, but you're learning from, you know, the guys ahead of you, what they're getting critiqued on, to everybody's Tuesday day off. Then you go right back to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices and a Saturday walkthrough. And then, you know, whether it's a home game, you know, you're free on Sunday. If it's away, the guys leave Saturday after the walkthrough and you go home.
Definitely rather be playing, but glad to be a Patriot.
The whole practice squad group's really close. We spend so much time together, whether it be in the weight room or out on the practice field. You know, we're always together.
I get amped up, I mean, watching my team go, because, I mean, we help prepare them for this, but, I mean, and I've been on the sidelines, so I know how it, I know what they're going through whenever there's a bad play.
We're on a little bit different regiment than everybody else just because we can tax our body more in the weight room, you know, because we don't have to be ready for, necessarily be ready for a game on Sunday. And then just putting in the extra film study time every day. We go in a little bit earlier or we stay a little bit later with, you know, one of our offensive line assistants and go over film and watch what we did that day just because during the day there's not enough time to coach everyone. So this gives us an opportunity to critique us and go over what we can do better and, you know, just try and improve ourselves.
And there you go.
That's a big one.
All right, congratulations, man. Good job.
Oh, yeah! It's like, if I'm not playing right now, I guess I don't really need to be a part of that. And I guess that's like my motivation to continue doing what I'm doing, do the right things, and, you know, my time will come, and I'll be there. And every speech, every word, you know, will be meant for me. My dream has always been to be a starter in this league, and I know it's going to happen. You know, it's not happening right now, but I know at some point it will, and I'm going to be around here for a long time. My name is Braxton Cave, offensive line, and I'm a rookie for the New England Patriots.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Houston Texans at 2-9, but it's not a 2-9 football team when you flip on the film, because they got a pretty good defense, number one ranked defense, more importantly, four guys like J.J. Watt, Antonio Smith. They'll get after you with the rush. So protection, pass protection is of the utmost importance this week. What the heck are we going to do?
Yeah, you got lots of stunts, lots of games going to be played right now. You're going to have you have Connolly over here at right.
I'll be Dan Connolly.
C-Tech, you have Connolly. So what you want to do as the offensive guard and offensive tech, you got to work together, right? You got to be a team. Because, you know, these guys are going to come in. Big J.J. Watt's going to come around.
It's so the games.
That's the game. So you don't want to be – so it's not going to be man protection.
I'm not manning up with this guy.
No, you know the game's coming. So we're both going to do in unison, man. This is like a dance squad. This is Dancing with the Stars, Zolak and Fourier. So, bam, the ball snaps, you're stepping straight back. If this comes by, here comes the stand. Don't turn your shoulders like that. Because as soon as you do, here comes J.J. Watt to the other side, and he gets us both. Oh, come, now turn your shoulders. He's going to get us both, and now that's where the game starts. So now what we want to do is same exact thing.
But we also got this. We got Ryan Wendell, because we're in Reliant Stadium, dome noise. So I got to kind of touch him and watch for ball movement, and then I'm kind of signaling
to
you.
So that's fine. That's fine. So here, the ball snap, baby, step back. You're going to punch right here. Here comes the stunt right here. All you do is keep your shoulders square. Now I'm taking your guy. Now here comes J.J. Watt. All you're going to do is sit there and wait for him. Because he has to come back in you, because he has to replace the defensive tackle. Once that happens, everybody's accounted for. Protection, touchdown, Patriots.
2-9 football team, they got a lot of pride. 2-9, it's the Patriots, and we remember what happened last time. Gobble, gobble, gobble!
The Patriots are trying to advance to 9-3 this weekend when they go on the road to face the Houston Texans. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week. Don't let their 2-9 record fool you. Andre Johnson is one of just four receivers in the NFL to have over 1,000 yards already this season. He can cause havoc to a secondary, and when he's on the field, there's no room for error. And they don't call him J.J. Swatt for nothing. Not only is Watt one of the best defensive ends in the league, he can also bat down a lot of balls at the line of scrimmage. So can the Patriots' offensive line, who have already allowed 31 sacks this season, have success containing him? And ever since Shane Vereen's been back, he's been one of Brady's favorite targets. Well, that remained the case on Sunday against the top-ranked Houston defense. That'll do it for the storylines. Now let's jump into our opponent news, brought to you by GEICO.
The opponent news is brought to you by GEICO.
The Texans were a preseason Super Bowl pick by many. After starting the year with two straight wins, Houston has lost nine straight. There is no doubt it will be a hungry Houston team that faces the Patriots on Sunday.
I talked to the team about that this morning. You know, obviously we've been struggling and it's been very difficult, but we got to work our way out of this thing, and it would be nothing better than for us to play, you know, our best this weekend. We're going to have to, you know, in all honesty. So our guys understand that.
That's the word in Houston. Now let's send things over to Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
Find out a little bit more about the Texans. Time now for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. And Coach, defensively up front, Houston Texans, they have some guys with some big motors.
They do. They got a lot of athletic guys that can stop the run, rush the passer. Of course, a lot of it's Watt, but it's not all Watt. This is Earl Mitchell and Antonio Smith. First play of the game against Jacksonville. You can see Smith here. Jacksonville is trying to cut him. He steps right over that. This is Mitchell working the edge on the center. And, first play is a sandwich back there at the quarterback.
Toughest thing playing some of these teams. This is the number one defense in the league. People get so consumed with records, but yet, you know, they can apply pressure with four guys.
They sure can. They've got a real good front. Here's a little play action pass that Jacksonville's trying to run, and Antonio Smith beats the block by Meester and gets back in there and tackles the guy who would have had the ball, but it's a play action, so Henny holds on to it. Mitchell wraps around him. Here comes J.J. Watt. This is Merciless coming off the right side, falling in there. So another team meeting at the quarterback, early in the game. I mean, they're really active up front, very athletic, powerful guys, do a good job of penetrating. And then once the quarterback has to avoid that first guy, then a second wave, usually gets them.
They run so many games. It seems like their ability to pick their feet up and down, for big guys, it's pretty exceptional.
Yeah, very good. Brooks Reed's a very fast player here off the edge, as is Merciless on this side. And then, as the offense extends out there to try to, make those blocks, that creates some extra space here inside. And so you get a situation here where J.J. Watt's able to, set up the tackle, make the inside move on him. Again, here comes Reed around the corner, Watt up the middle, and we got more trouble.
So hands full, not only whether it's a center, guard, just communication up front. Plus, that stadium can get noisy down there if it's closed in.
Yeah, sure can. And they do a good job moving guys around. You don't always know where they're going to be. So here's Brooks Reed, who's usually on the outside, lined up on the inside. J.J. Watt, who's usually on the inside, lined up on the outside. And this play gives Watt an opportunity to come inside and break the pocket. And then Reed, with his great speed, wraps around. So they have a little twist game over here on the offensive right side. You'll see Watt come in here and really crash the pocket. And then, you've got Reed's got a lot of speed. As soon as Watt clears him, he's able to accelerate right there and get in on the play. And, of course, then you got, Antonio Smith and Merciless over here on this side. So, that's really a good front four. And, one thing you got to be careful about is keeping extra guys into block. Well, that just brings extra guys into the rush. So, when you stay in a block, then they just add one in on the rush. So, that's not really the answer either. So, real good pass rush. It's going to be a big challenge for us down there.
Smith's a little guy. He's got arms the size of my legs, and I don't have small legs. So, hey, happy Thanksgiving, Coach.
Thanks. All right, same to you.
Big AFC matchup. And there's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots kicked off the holiday season with one of their signature events of the year. The Kraft family celebrated their 20th anniversary of Thanksgiving in a basket.
Time has gone by so fast, it's unbelievable. The only thing I'm sad about is it's the third year without Myra.
God bless you guys. Have Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
There you go, man. Wow, my arms.
It's an honor to be here, it's a lot of excitement too, and seeing these families, the parents, the kids, they all have a smile on their face.
Patriot players teamed up with Stop and Shop supermarkets and Goodwill to hand out baskets filled with turkeys and Thanksgiving fixins to over 200 needy families.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I'm a dark meat guy.
Well, we certainly have to give the Kraft family a whole lot of credit. They've been giving away Thanksgiving turkeys for the last 20 years. So hats off to the Patriots. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion at Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And we have to talk about, first things first, the comeback. Down 24-0. Did you guys see this coming whatsoever?
No. I'm not going to lie and sit here and tell you I saw the whole thing unfolding. I thought they were done at the half. I thought, the way Denver plays, offensively, I just didn't figure they would be able to shut them down in the second half. A testament just to the mental toughness that this team, I think it's been the calling card all season long. Mike has really been harping on it, and he's absolutely right. This mental toughness of this team is unquestioned.
I love when you say that I'm right, Paul. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I do.
At halftime, I think I called the performance pathetic from the Patriots. I don't think many would disagree with me.
Nope.
When they got the quick touchdown in the start of the third quarter.
On
I just
the drive.
Thought not just. Brady to Edelman, I think it was, the start of a classic comeback, ? And so at that point, I thought there might still be a chance, albeit a small one.
Which just goes to show you, with Tom Brady, this team is almost never out of it until the bitter end.
Yeah, and well, and it's a testament to him. It's all the same stuff. And you heard Bill talk about how mental, what makes him so good in bad weather. The first thing that Bill says is how mentally tough he is. It's Tom Brady. It's his mental toughness. He's not going to quit. I didn't think the Patriots would win the game, but I guarantee you at halftime, I didn't think they would lose the game by more than 24 points. I knew they would win the second half.
And it brings up sort of an interesting question. Will these slow starts possibly hurt them, coming down the stretch? And I would have thought maybe, but if you can do that against the Denver Broncos,
right,
which is, many would say, one of the best teams in the
no
league,
question.
Maybe it won't, maybe it will. Obviously, you don't want to have to do it this way, guys,
right,
but they've shown that they can against some of the worst teams and some of the best.
All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room when it comes to this offense, and that's Stephen Ridley and holding on the football. I think he's too good to give up on. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see the skills, and I'm a huge Ridley. The two picks, Ridley and Vereen, they've sort of been connected to me since they were drafted a round apart a couple years ago. I love them both. But right now, to me, I think you're going to go with a little bit more of a committee approach, but I want Vereen to sort of get the opportunity to be more of an every-down guy.
One point Paul made that I really liked was the accountability that Ridley has shown after the mistake.
Absolutely.
So let's start with that, Steve. I mean, this is a player that feels worse about this than anyone, and he stood up after the game and took accountability for the miscue.
That had to be a very bittersweet time for him. I thought that was very impressive,
yes,
that Ridley faced the music.
You like to see that. But I always go back to what Bill Belichick says. Any player carrying the football carries the fate of the entire organization in his hands. We come down the home stretch. Mistakes cannot just cost you a game. They can cost you your season. And I think there's no doubt in my mind you don't give up on him, but he can't be the 45% snap guy that he was last year. As Paul said, you got to lower the snap.
How do the Patriots avoid a letdown? Because, I don't want to mention trap game, but Houston's awful. Okay, they've lost 9 in a row. They shouldn't be a threat. And yet, you got to go play them.
Yeah, and listen, Houston, for as bad as the record is, has been pretty competitive in most of their games. But to me, you're coming off two primetime games that were very emotional. You won one, you lost one. it is a trap game. There's no question. It's a 2-9 team that's playing for nothing. And not only that, it's a team that's not developing. It's a team that thought it was a contender and is 2-9. That's the worst thing that you can have happen. But you got to do it. You got to be focused. There's no excuse for losing a game like this.
This reminds me of the Jacksonville game from late last year. Similar situation going down to play a team with nothing to play for. I think it's as much of a mental challenge for this team as it is a physical one this week.
Predictions?
I think the Patriots cruise, 31-13.
Well, I'm not as confident it'll be a cruise. I'll say 24-20. One thing to watch for, the playing field in Houston. We remember the last time we were down there, Wes Welker, the ACL. Just try to get out of there with no injuries if you're the Patriots.
All right, so you both have them coming back 9-3.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, happy holidays to you.
You too.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.